Okie dokie. So last time I spoke was July 1st, 2 weeks ago, and so I'm wanting to re-presence where I left off a bit before I get into today's conversation. So what you see on the screen and what some of you have, if you picked up a bulletin today, you picked up a bulletin and within it is the cue card, a sample, cue card, shadow card. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the cue process, I'm explaining this because this is an element of what, if you haven't experienced the cue process workshop, this is an element of what participants experience. And I'm wanting to talk a little bit more about this today because it's integral to my topic of conversation. So last time I mentioned that all of us, whether or not we're conscious, we possess limiting beliefs. And whenever our limiting beliefs are activated, especially when we're not conscious, our limiting beliefs create a kind of experience. And so if we have a belief in not enough, then what we find as our experience is insufficient. So that sort of thing. And that's something that most of us understand. And at the same time, we also have, can see that on the Q side of the Q card, Q stands for quantum, that we have identified attributes or innate qualities that when we are expressing these qualities, they're as if they're antidotes to the limiting beliefs that kind of run us when we're not conscious. But you see, we have to become conscious of what runs us when we're not. That's sort of part of the challenge. And then once we're aware that we have a menu of limiting beliefs, we have to have some mechanism by which we're able to observe those patterns and have a real clarity with respect to whenever we, for whatever reason, are being with whatever we're having in the context of some limiting belief, it's going to have a felt sense that it's against us or it's not quite right. It's something that is still not it. In other words, there's going to be some insufficiency, inadequacy. And so as we become conscious of both who and what we've come here to be and what runs us when we're not conscious, then our effort is, through spiritual practices, to awaken in those moments when we recognize that what's really going on is that we're experiencing the unintended consequence of a limiting belief. And go, oh, that's the problem. I don't have to fix or control what's happening out there. I have to reset the context from which I am making meaning, making my life real to me. And so we did this exercise that I asked you all to do, and I'm going to play a little clip of that exercise to give you, for those of you who weren't here, a sense of what those of you who were here experienced. And so that we can be on the same page. So just so you know, in the sound booth, we've got a movie coming up next, and let's just get through that. Okay, there's the sound. There's the movie with no sound. Let's try this again. And so you're just going to turn to the person and basically go, I'll just try this out with Amber. Amber, stand up for a second. Okay, so Amber, please have compassion for me when I'm being a disappointment, inadequate, not enough, less than, or a fake, because I've come here to be compassionate, devoted, integral, the one, generous, centered, and awake.
Okay. Please have compassion for me when I am being not enough, a fake, invisible, judging, self-centered, less than, because I have come here to be adventurous, compassionate, the one, resilient, mystical, unstoppable, generous.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, find two people, do that now in 2 minutes. Go. Just open yourself to the return. Just welcome being quiet again. Just pretend like you're just falling into a state of nonverbal communication. Feel an increase of melatonin. All right. Thank you for working with this exercise. I just want to say a couple more things about this. But as you can see through this example, that all of us possess limiting beliefs. Now, few of us are conscious of those limiting beliefs, and even more less than a few of us are intentionally working to integrate those limiting beliefs into the broader context of who and what we've come here to be in the context of our wholeness. Okay, so for those of you who are here, it took some effort to get you all back engaged, and that's sort of natural and normal, but the point being is that we wanted to go through an experience of what it means to really own ourselves. In other words, until we get to a place where we really acknowledge that we have these limiting beliefs, we don't really see that we're creating the life that we have out of the context of what defines us. And so it's incumbent upon us to have a practice. And so we could think of the cue card as our church's membership card, so to speak. In other words, we're in a community that supports each other in our effort to be on our card. And when we inadvertently are on the wrong side of the card, not to judge each other, because we're living in our sense of not enough or our sense of inadequacy or our sense of unworthiness, but to have compassion for one another, because it's hard to not be kind of in the experience of separation in our life from time to time. Would you not agree that it takes effort to kind of be above it all? It takes effort to kind of know that you're bigger than the issues that you have. And absent of a community that understands that effort and understands what the real work is all about, then we become so focused upon having our life be a certain way in order for us to feel okay, when the real issue is who and what we've come here to be and understanding that we have a choice point. So our cue card is basically a tool that helps us objectify something that is subjective. In other words, something that becomes sort of unconscious to us. And so when we become conscious of our own limiting beliefs and their impact, in other words, how they manifest in our life, then we can do something about it. We can take back our power, because we know that our life is not happening to us, but our life is simply a mirror to how we're being with what's happening in our life. And if what's happening in our life is something less than a sense of abundance, a sense that our life is working, well, then what the real issue is not what we're having, but how we're being with it. And that is a huge thing to be able to acknowledge, because it places us back into the arena of transformation. Because we cannot transform our lives by having our outer experience be a certain way. And so I'm wanting this talk, this is the beginning of a talk. Obviously, we're not going to get over our sense of not enough today. And 15 more minutes is left in this talk. We're not going to possibly overcome that. But the title of my talk is Overcoming My Own Sense of Not Enough, because this is my cue card you're looking at. And it's also, we have a cue card for our entire church. We did this when Jay and I first came. We put the whole church community as an organization in its 103-year history through the cue process and came up with our own cue card for the organization. And we have not enough as a part of the organization's limiting belief. And so this is not necessarily unique to us as individuals, but organizations have their own limiting beliefs. It's just a phenomenon. But my desire, my need, I don't know about you, but I feel that it's important for us to really integrate our belief that we're not enough, because it's not the truth. And if we look honestly within ourselves and what's going on in the world, we will see that most of the ills that we're experiencing in our society, in our world today, lives in the context of this belief that we're not enough. And if we think about it in the context of our religious tradition, we look at the metaphor, the allegory of the fall from Eden, we can almost see the parallels between, when Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, they bought into the sense that they were not enough. And that's the original sin. It's not that we took on a sense of shame and guilt. That's a byproduct of believing that we're separate from God. That's not the truth. That's simply the condition that we were born into that sets up the spiritual journey. And so it could be said that our own sense of not enough is almost the germ of awakening, because it festers in us to the point of the ruining of the world until we awaken to the reality that this is just a belief. It's not the truth of us. And if it's not the truth of us, we can access a dimension of our being that transcends it. And wouldn't you like to do that?
Yeah.
And so what if that becomes one of the things that we demonstrate to the world that that's possible? Because right now, you know, the spiritual center is going through its own sense of not enough in terms of money. You and I are going through our own sense of not enough also in terms of money, but in all kinds of other ways. I mean, have you ever had someone give you a compliment, told you how great you were, and you just sort of nod your head but couldn't take it all in because of your own sense of not enough? I mean, that's how critical this is, that we rectify this, because until we do, we will always look for completion or fulfillment outside of ourself, because not enough means it's not in here. Not enough is an emptiness. It is a kind, it borders line on a self-loathing. But it includes a dimension of shame, a dimension of a need to push that part of ourself that aspects of our world have pushed away for us. But yet we have to recognize that if that's not the truth of us, and if the greater truth is that we're God-made and sent to this world to be unto it the avenue through which those attributes of being that you've identified, or you will identify when you get in the Q process, until we understand that it is those attributes of being that is the reason we're experiencing are not enough, to bring those attributes forth so we can convince the world that source is not out there. Because when we make the mistake of believing that our source is outside of ourselves, we have to go get more in order to feel better. And that's the epidemic of our society today, that you don't have any inkling as to your well-being unless you have something to prove it. And so long as we continue to look outside of ourselves for that which is implanted within us as our essence, we will continue to feed this energetic field called the story of separation. And it will continue to fester and produce its chaotic effect. And so if we're to unravel, disconnect from this entanglement, we have to enter into a kind of grown-up adult approach to dealing with our own interiors, the own dimension of ourself and the self system that runs us when we're not conscious. So, the Q process helps you identify these limiting beliefs. It helps you connect the dots between a triggering moment and the uncomfortable feeling and the underlying belief behind it, but it also connects you to the reality that whenever you are triggered, you're also in relationship to the not enough of certain needs in your own life. In other words, you can only be triggered if you're needing a sense of safety and security, a sense of abundance, an experience of self-love or acceptance, a feeling of innate value or worth, or a sense of an empowerment. When you're missing any of those things, you're setting yourself up to have your life experience kind of mirror to you where you're locked in to some definition that you're not enough. And so we have to have a way of understanding that to unravel from this, we have to not only change what we believe about ourselves, but we have to change the neurological circuitry that is replicating that self, that produces that behavior, that is tied to the belief that there is emptiness or not enough as our truth. In other words, we have to alter the way in which our brain organizes its attention awareness and frames our reality if we're to have a different experience. And if we're to regenerate pathways that are congruent with the truth that we are this whole and perfect child of God, then we have to have behaviors that train our body to feel the experience of our wholeness. And so, bless you, that's what our work is about. And so, in my discovery of what works for me in terms of being an antidote to my own sense of not enough, and this is something that I finally feel like I'm making a kind of progress in, and that is to arrive at a place of really seeing that regardless of what the not enough attaches itself to, not enough money, not enough time, not enough creativity, or whatever it is, whatever our not enough attaches itself to, we have to understand that the antidote is not to get more. The antidote is to be more. Okay, so there has to be some spiritual practice that refrains from trying to make the effort about fixing what's going on out here. And let's just say that's the first thing we have to stop doing. Stop trying to manage our internal state by trying to have things be a certain way out there. And begin to manage our internal state by working internally with the principles and truth. You see, this card has two purposes. It represents the principle that we have both a sense of who and what we come here to be, and the principle of our own self-imposed limiting beliefs that create our personal reality. But the other side of it is that this card represents a choice point, that when we find ourselves in our own experience of not enough or any other belief that's on the card. For in your sample cue card, you may resonate with some of those words, you may not. But in the cue process, you create your own card. You create what's personal to you. And then the invitation is to be on the lookout for how those limiting beliefs unfold in your life. And then to be in the process of owning your life. Because here's the antidote. This is the antidote to the not enough that this ministry is currently experiencing. This is the answer to the not enough that the entire New Thought movement is experiencing. 9 out of 10 churches in North America are in decline because of not enough. Because of people feeling like they don't have enough. In order to be an antidote against that, and really recognize that our own personal well-being as well as the well-being of our spiritual community are all hinged, are bound together in the same effort. We all have to do the same work, and the work lands on the single principle of ownership. Can you own yourself? Can you own all that you are? Can you own the parts of yourself that live in a place of self-loathing or shame or isolation or guilt? Can you welcome those aspects of yourself home so that they can be restored back into that collective and energetic field that is about what we are here together to co-create? Now, we're never going to get rid of these limiting beliefs in terms of they're always potentially available for us to actualize. But those limiting beliefs give us compassion when we're lost or others are lost and stuck in theirs. So the antidote to our sense of not enough is twofold. It's to recognize that our own individual sense of not enough is really calling our wholeness forth, but we cannot connect to that greater dimension of ourself until we own the entirety of ourself. And that means we have to take responsibility for what we have created that has been on the wrong side of the card as well as take credit for what happens in the good works that get done when we're on the correct side of the card. But nonetheless, it means to bring to that part of ourself that is still kind of in some sense of not enough, to bring to that part of ourself what Jane has been trying to teach us all to do, and that is to have compassion. To extend to ourselves the compassion that we'd extend to anyone who is caught in a consensual lie. We've been caught in a consensual lie, believing that separation is the truth, believing that what we're compelled to do is to look out for ourselves, or look out for our tribe, or look out for our party, or look out for our culture, when the reality is that that is the very thing that is going to be our undoing until we connect up to the dimension of ourself that is interdependent, interconnected, and begin to draw upon that energetic field that doesn't want to exclude anything but wants to welcome it all, because it's all an ingredient in the context of our own becoming. You see, the abundant life that Jesus invites us to welcome is we're out of phase with it. We're out of phase with it when we're looking outside of ourselves for some evidence of our worth. It's not going to come. The kingdom of God cometh not through observation, Jesus says. I can't believe I'm starting to talk like this. Just don't get me started. Because I have it in me. It's just. Anyway. So I just want to let you know that the folks who are coming to the Q process, you're already coming. This is not to try to get any more people to come, but it is to try to get those of you who have already been through the Q process to recognize you just can't take it as a class like you just say, I'm going to take a vitamin and see if it worked. There has to be a dimension of your whole life that is beginning to practice it as an art. Almost as if it's like a martial art. To be capable of being present to what you're having, welcoming it, because it's a reflection of where you still are not in sync with the totality of who and what you've come here to be. And when we know that we're capable of doing that, then what we lack is a community that supports us in that effort. And so my invitation is to those of you who have been through the Q process to consider engaging, re-engaging again, but this time for the purpose of actually working with what's on your card. I'm working with not enough. Who's in it with me? Okay. That means we have to start paying attention to how we're creating not enough in our life and begin to recognize that whenever we have a sense of that being activated in ourselves, just to recognize, oh, that's just a limiting belief that's going on. That's not the truth of me. And so I'm going to own this. I'm going to own the part of me that still wants to make this not enough, because I'm going to reparent that part of myself, because that part of myself got on the wrong track. And I can fix that because I'm the adult here. At least that's the story I'm telling myself. God bless you all. Thank you so much.